Blog Talk Radio.
It'll play. Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, my radio listeners. I am Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word Ministry. I'm talking to you tonight, praise God, from blogtalk.com radio. Praise the Lord. I thank God, praise God for you. Thank God for wherever you are listening tonight. Tonight is an end time word. I want you to be blessed, praise the Lord. Go and get your friends, your neighbors, your husbands, your children. Praise the Lord and hear what thus says the Lord, because the Lord is speaking here tonight. He has a word for the listeners, praise the Lord. And we must understand, praise God, that the time that we are living in, we cannot afford to miss not one thing, praise God, as pertaining to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just want to say I give God praise tonight for being here. I thank God, praise God, for you, you, and you, wherever you may be. But I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday from 11 o'clock to 11:30. And I want to be the one, praise God, that you, to give you the word of God to go to sleep with and put the word on your mind. I tell you, praise God, this is the perilous times. These are the times that we're living in. We're living in times, praise God, we cannot afford to slip. We cannot, praise God, to stagger. But we must walk circumspectly, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. And I thank God, praise God, for giving me the mind, praise God, to do his will. One thing I must say, I didn't choose him, but he chose me. Thank you, Father, for choosing me. And Lord Jesus, I will do it. Father, I give you praise tonight for your love and for your grace and for your mercy, how you kept me in mind, how you placed the blood of Jesus over us and protected us throughout this day. God, I do give you praise and I honor you, because I realize without you, Father, I am nothing, I can do nothing, and I am and will be nothing, because you are my everything. Bless those, praise God, under the sound of my voice that do not know you, praise God, in the pardon of their sins, that they may know, praise God, they have a chance. They still have a chance. If the blood is still running warm in their veins, they have a chance to seek you and to find you where you are right now, that they may have a right to the tree of life. Father God, help them, praise God, to realize and admit that they're a sinner and they need a Savior in their life. God, I thank you. Ha, Jesus, and I love you, Lord. I love you because you first loved me. And God, I thank you for tonight. Anoint your word. Bring forth the word with clarity and understanding. And I do ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. But tonight, praise God, I want to talk to you briefly, praise God, about a message, praise God, that, praise God, I've been placed on me, praise God. I want to give it to you, praise God, that you may understand what is about to happen and what is going to happen. And it's nothing, praise God, that you can do but be ready when it happened. Amen. But tonight I want to come to you from Matthew 24, 36 and through 41. But I want to let you know tonight, praise God, do you know that there's a tsunami? It is coming. A tsunami is coming. This is a warning. A warning. A tsunami is coming. Now, why am I saying this, praise God? Because as you know, praise God, the summer's come, praise God, unexpectedly. You know, the beach is looking beautiful, look like nothing is happening. But underneath all of that water, there is heat from volcanoes that are brewing up. And then once it gets stirring, it causes an effect. And when that effect happens, then that means that the sea began, praise God, to get, praise God, a discomplacent. It begins, praise God, to want to shift. It begins to cause, praise God, earth and the place upon it to shift, and the powerful earthquake release energy into the ocean. And then that's when happened, praise God, it'd be like an atomic bomb that was felt in Hiroshima, you know, in Japan, when everything hit. The force was so powerful, praise God, that the islands, praise God, that was even right next to it or far from it, was actually moved nearly in hundreds of feet. Now, this is what I'm saying to you because of this tsunami. The tsunami is something very dangerous because you don't really see it. And you see, praise God, the energy causes the water to become displaced, and it creates a massive water under the waves. And these waves are, praise God, are propelled by the forces of the earth away from, praise God, the epic center until they are reached speeds up to 600 miles per hour. My God. Hey, God. And as these waves reach the shore, where the water becomes shallow, they slow down slight and begin to raise above the surface of the ocean. And what are we saying here? Because some reaches the height up to 50 feet. And when these waves hit the shore, as it did in Indonesia, hallelujah, and Thailand and all these other places, there was an impact, total devastation. There was many areas, and at least it just uncountable, 150,000 dead. The finances cost was unbearable in the tens of millions and billions. But what I'm saying to you now, as a tsunami has unfolded, I'm just kind of reminded, praise the Lord, of the passage that we have taken, praise God, and we're talking about a tsunami. We have seen, praise God, the devastation of one. We praise God, know, praise God, how it comes. It's nothing pretty. It's nothing gorgeous. It's devastating. But what I'm talking to you tonight about, my friend, is not a tsunami of water, but it will have the same effect. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, God, it's going to have the same effect. But this I'm not talking about is water. But this tsunami is of the wrath of God. I would like for you to look, praise God, at some verses for just a few minutes, and then I'm going to try and just bring this to you, praise God, as simple and plain as possible. And this is why I'm talking to you tonight, praise God, preaching, teaching, whatever you want to put it. Warning, a tsunami is coming. I believe, praise God, that this message has something to say to the church in this evening, in this time. The people of God in this time. Also think it stands a warning to those who do not know the Lord in this time. It is a reminder, praise the Lord, to us that the end is coming and that the people have better be ready when it does. Are you listening to me? This is not, praise God, something to scare you. This is facts and this is a warning. You need to be ready when it comes. It is also a challenge to the church to get busy. The church has fallen asleep. Oh, sleeping David done fell asleep. So God is trying to send a David to wake you up because you are asleep. You are sleeping instead of working while it's day. Hallelujah. And it's saying to us, praise God, that it is also a challenge to the church. For we as a church have fallen asleep many days left. And when we tell a lost person about the word of God, about the oneness of the Savior, let's look right now, praise God, at some scripture here about the tsunami is coming. Now, Jesus mentioned this. Jesus said, praise the Lord, in verses 37. I gave you the book that we're studying from. We're coming from Matthew 24:36-41. Amen. 36-41. Okay? And after all, Jesus said that these things would happen in the last day. That's what he said. These things will happen. Not me, but the word of God said it. These things will happen in the last day. Matthew 24:7-8. Why are we so discomplacent when it comes to talking about the word of God? And Jesus tells us that the last days will be like the days when Noah built the ark and when the world was destroyed by the flood. To see the state of affairs in Noah's day, we need to look at Genesis 6:5-13. And when we read these verses, we can see that the days when Noah lived were days filled with wickedness and violence. Are we in the days of Noah today? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Because wickedness is all around us. Violence is upon us. Hallelujah. And men lived for evil and gave no God or his will. Lord, we are living in the last days. We are in the days of Noah because people don't recognize God. People don't want no God. People don't want you to teach them about God. They tell you, you're judging me. But let me explain to you and let me help you out. I don't have a book in this Bible. My name is not the book of Ola, but it's the book of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, tell it in season, out of season, when they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it. Well, I'm quite sure right now many don't want to hear this, but I'm going to tell it. And the word imagination in Genesis 5:6-5 means to fashion as a potter. It means that men fashion every form of evil and give themselves over to every vile affection of the flesh. Hallelujah. They were so wicked and so given over to the pursuing of evil of sin that God was determined to destroy them from the face of the earth. The sins of man and the decision of the Lord liberally stabbed God in his heart. Hallelujah. The word, praise God, grieved him so bad, praise God. And it said it in Genesis 6:6. It is a love word. We do not grieve for those we do not love. And God wanted a relationship with man, but man had no desire for God, and it broke the Lord's heart. Jesus tells us, praise God, that in the last days, that will be like the days which Noah lived. We are seeing this through prophecy come true before our very eyes, people. Think about the fact that we are living in the days when it is pornography industry, making billions of dollars in industry. Praise God, they're making porno, making billions of dollars in industry. Praise God, the franchises of football, basketball, praise God, the revenues exceeding combined, ABC, NBC, BCBS, and all of these, praise God. What about, praise God, the abortion, praise God, over millions and millions of babies being killed, innocent children. We are living in the last days. What about, praise God, the homosexuals and lesbians? They want us to accept that because they say they was born like that. But I'm reminded of Sodom and Gomorrah. If Jesus didn't spare them, and they can think they're going to spare these, then that means somebody need to pull Sodom and Gomorrah back up and apologize. But I don't think it would never be so, because God is too big of a God to make mistakes. And we're talking about, praise God, the things that are taking place when they are calling wrong right and right wrong. Hallelujah. My goodness. When we have discussed when the twin towers of alcoholic and drugs and which destroy lives by the millions, and we are mentioning, praise God, the spiral and the crime rate with murder rape, praise God, and y'all children is out of control, impacting the lives of millions every day. I think, praise God, it's easy, praise God, to see that we are living in those days which Noah lived. And truly the wickedness of man is greater in the earth, and that every imagination of their thoughts of the heart is only evil continuously. And Jesus mentioned this, come, praise God. He mentioned when those tsunamis came, they came. It caught people off guard and unprepared. When those tsunamis hit, praise God, those islands, Indonesia, Thailand, they were not prepared people. They were not prepared, and many were destroyed because they were not prepared. Folks are just going about their lives, daily lives, but tragedy came swiftly without warning. Many were those with tropical, you know, locations and enjoying a little vacation time. They never expected what would happen to them. Many of the natives were doing what they do every day, and their ancestors and done in thousands of years. They were taking care of what they had taken care of. They did not anticipate the flood that would come and took them away. They were not ready. Of course, they were without any warning. It appeared that the animals sensed the coming this danger and fled the coastline. Hallelujah. The dogs and the animals knew something was wrong, and they fled. A few agents and elephants that were there during that time gave children rise and senses the approaching of waves and breaking their chains and headed to the higher grounds, and children still on their backs. Those elephants, praise God, saved the lives of those passengers, of those that was handled them, and the parents who were attempting to rescue their children. They didn't know that the time this tsunami was appearing and was occurring underneath. They didn't, but they did. The people didn't, but the animals did. Hallelujah. And praise God, on the beaches near England and vacation their family, she watched as the water began to recede from the beach, and she recognized this is a sign of a tsunami. And this woman began, she said she studied tsunamis in school, and she began to fight and warn her family. They spread the alarm, and over 100 people were saved. In fact, praise the Lord, the beach was the only one in the effect area where there was no death or injury people were saved because they had it and they heeded the warning. Today, people are disrespecting. They don't want to hear the warning of Jesus is coming. They don't want to hear that there's a famine in the land. They don't want to hear that there's danger approaching us because they don't want to hear it. But when people don't heed the warning, danger or death take place. Hallelujah. And there were others that saw the need up from the beach, and they began to follow and run to safety. They began to follow. But Jesus said that this was how it was in the days of Noah. God had an early warning system in place. The people were warned by Noah for 120 years as he built the ark. He was preaching about the coming and the catastrophical and 2 Peter 2 and 5. But the people just ignored his warning. They did not. They did the thing they always did. They ate, they drank, and they partied. And they married, and they lived it up. With Noah preaching, the people, they parted. They ignored the warning signs, and they paid an eternal price for doing so. Verse 39 reminds us that they knew not until it was too late. Too late, too late will be the cry. There is a tsunami coming. As we watch the end approaching, we are also living in the midst of complacency, people. God is still warning people to flee the wrath to come. But people are refusing to heed the warning and the warning sign. Preachers are still preaching, but people are not listening. God still has his early warning system in place. Why do people have plenty? They are entertaining. They are in love with themselves. Everybody is doing what they want to do. They're going where they want to go, acting where they want to go, sleeping with who they want to sleep with. They're cross-dressing. They're doing it all. But the warning is still in place. The Lord said, tell them there is a tsunami coming. Ready or not, it is coming. And God is still trying to warn his people to flee the wrath to come. But people refuse to hear the warning. People refuse to take to the signs. Why? People have plenty. They are entertained. They are content. They do not see their need of a Savior. They hear the gospel and warn to avoid hell, but they do not see a reason to change their life and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. They are blinded by Satan. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, and to see no need to change. They don't have a need to change. We're living in the days of spiritual complacency and moral apathy. People have great spiritual needs, but they, Lord, cannot see them, and they do not care. For most life is about fun, entertainment. I do this and I do that. Look at me. I'm this, I'm that. I have a good job. I'm very educated. I have plenty of money. But your soul is in ruin. Ha, yeah, yeah, yeah. Guessing, and they guess for things. The people are refusing to heed the warning signs. And when the tsunami of God's wrath come, they will be washed away forever. Forever. The catastrophical Jesus mentioned. The phrase took them all away in tragedy. People were going about their daily businesses, and the flood came. Ah, Jesus, and they were taken out of this life into a crisis eternity in an instant. They were wiped out with no hope and no more chances. That is what's happened in that week, praise God. People were living their lives in moments, and they were taken out into eternity next, caught up in a terrible catastrophical from which they could not escape and from which there was no remedy. Jesus tells us that his coming is just like that, people of God, people that are hearing my voice. His catastrophic is just like that. He is coming upon this world. Jesus is refusing. He is refusing, and he's getting ready for the tribulation. During that time, all the people were killed. Revelation spoke about in 4 and 8, he speaks of one quarter of the earth population dying at one time. In today's number, that is 1.2 billion people. Added to this tragedy of the sixth trumpet in Revelation 9:13-21. And you will see, praise God, over one half of the world population died. Yes, can you imagine? We read this, falling to the earth, poisoning water, causing many to die. Oh, God. Jesus. In Revelation 18:11, we read the words of pestilence and death on the unpredicted scale during that awful time. Those are just some of the things that will come upon those who fail to heed the warning to turn to Jesus for salvation. The only way to avoid these events is a man, boys, girls, people, praise God, placing their faith in Jesus Christ for their salvation. Before these tribulation event occurs, Jesus is coming to take his people away. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18, those who are saved by grace have heeded the warning and will miss the tsunami of God's warning. Hallelujah. Jesus. People of God. People of God. People of America. People of this world. Do you not notice that Jesus tells us that in the day one shall be taken and the other one left? We saw the same thing as the tsunami unfolded. As the tsunami unfolded, some was killed, some were not. Some was gone and some was left. A modern name. It's just telling you, praise God, that in Thailand, she was in there with her boyfriend in a bungalow. But when the tsunami hit that island, her boyfriend was washed out to sea and has not been found. She was able to grab the top of a palm tree and hold on for 8 hours in spare of a shattered pelvic. She held on for dear life until she was rescued. Her boyfriend was taken away, and she was left. The Bible said when he come, there will be two in the bed. He would take one and leave one. There will be two in the field. He would take one and leave one. Hey, God. Hey, God. He get it by sukuruba. In these verses, Jesus is not talking about the rapture, people. The word y'all use, rapture, but I don't see it. But I say he's not talking about his coming and how he's going to depart. He's talking about the second coming. He's talking about the time, the ends of the harbor of the tribulation period when he will return in power and glory to rule on this earth. He tells us that when that day comes, one person will be taken away in judgment and the other one left to enter into his kingdom. The only problem is that those who have heard the gospel prior to that tribulation of the church will not have an opportunity to be saved during the tribulation. 2 Thessalonians 2:11. Therefore, it is imperative. Listen to me carefully. It is imperative that people be warned now. It is imperative, praise the Lord, that they heed the warning now. Yes, yes. And listen to me carefully. If there was ever time for every one of us to make our call and elect sure, it will be sure that we are saved is now. If there was ever a time when the church needed to take the gospel into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come, it is now. A terrible tsunami is coming upon this world. Only those who have heard and heed the warning will be spared. Are you sure that you're ready to meet him? Are you sure that you're doing all you can to sound the alarm and warn others of the danger ahead? If God has spoken to your heart this day, please come before him and do whatever it takes that you may be saved. He wants you to do that. Make the Lord your Savior today. There is no time to be unassured. There is no time to say you have time. The time is now. There is a tsunami that's coming. It is the wrath of God. Who shall be able to stand? In that terrible day, who will be able to stand? Because he's getting us ready for that great day. God is getting us ready for that great day. God is getting us ready for that great day. God is getting us ready for that great day. Who will be able to stand? Well, Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Who will be able to stand? Make Jesus your Lord. Seek him now. Hallelujah. Hey God, he can't abago. Ziki de bandi bagundi. Gizi kabaka sangugushika na 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 ukudada. De 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 badim di bagusha kara usha. Make Jesus, ziki de bushata, your Lord, that you may have a right to the tree of life. Make him your Lord. Make him your God. And you become his people. I pray, praise God, that you was blessed on the word tonight. This is a warning. It is a warning. And it's a good God to give us warning. But you must be ready. Because there is a tsunami is coming. A tsunami is coming. But it's a tsunami of the wrath of God. Everything that's there, that's not of him, will not stand. We've seen it happen. Around the world, we've seen it. We've seen it happen, how they comes in and destroys everything in its pathway. Don't be caught without the Lord in your life. Let the Lord bless you. Let the Lord save you. And I pray, praise God, that families, children, mamas, daddies, sisters, cousins, bloodlines, repent and let the Lord save you. It's your only way out. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. You be blessed. And remember, tomorrow, 11 o'clock to 11:30, join me on blogtalkradio.com/Anointed Word Ministry with Pastor Ola Starling. You be blessed. Be blessed. Seek the Lord while he yet can be found. There will come a time he will not be around. Praise the Lord. God bless you.